Yeah, it is, and it also seems to be that they're not learning. You know, people aren't learning, or people aren't making change and finding solutions. I mean, there's a whole heap of people over there. There's a guy over there, Matty Russell, who's a commentator at Fox, and when he was doing 20s games a few years ago, he'd actually ring me when he first started. This was probably 5-6 years ago. He was sort of ringing me every week with regards to players that he was unsure of their pronunciation. And I'd sort of say, oh, this guy's that and this guy's that. And if I wasn't sure, I'd bring the player direct and say, listen, how do you want to, you know, pronounce, how is your name pronounced and that sort of stuff. And so he actually made a really conscious effort. And as he's come through, he's actually one of the better ones that I think across the game that actually is trying to sort of do the right thing by these players and their families. So it just doesn't seem like anyone else has sort of picked up that mindset yet, and it's a shame that you know, stuff like this is still happening.
I mean, we're talking about some pretty high-profile players. I mean, Petro Sivanisiva, for one, as well, who's still, as you know, working alongside with the NRL. Look, the thing is here, are you disappointed? Are you offended? What are you about this video?
Well, I'm probably both, actually. It's a shame that... Like I said, the penny's still not dropping, you know, and I don't think these guys obviously realise the depth that, you know, some of these names have, not just to the player, but the names don't actually, aren't connected to just one player. They're actually connected to the communities around them and the land and the ancestors. They're connected a whole heap to the past, but it's actually the future as well that's probably going to do the most damage, because in the clip, and they brought some kids, you know, and they put them in the back seat, and I guess they're sort of innocent bystanders in all this. But they're almost allowing those kids the freedom to ridicule names they can't pronounce properly. So, and I spoke to Sammy Tangataese yesterday about it, and he said when he was watching it, he actually, you know, was watching it with his family and said, hey, look, you know, there's daddy on TV type of thing. And, they're struggling to say my name. And it was actually his wife who said, you know, what's so funny about that? But... And then it wasn't till then that he realised that, you know, as a player and as an elite athlete, you're in the system. We actually become desensitised to a lot of the stuff that happens around us because, you know, on the field, if someone's booing you or the fans from the other team are saying things about you, you just block it out. So you actually get really good at that. And for him, it was the first time he realised, well, listen, we just blocked it out. But that name actually is the same name that my wife's got and my kids have got. So... does this allow other kids at school to, you know, ridicule and make a mockery of my kids' names? And that's where I think we just need people to understand. I mean, if they were on there teasing his haircut, you know, I don't think anyone would have any dramas about it. You know, but it's actually stuff that's actually connected to people that are bigger than just the individual that's actually caused a lot of uproar. And I know a lot of people in the community have contacted me here in New Zealand and in Australia that have been you know, pretty upset by it.
So the players, from what you've spoken to, who you've spoken to, have just had enough, yeah?
Yeah. And you know, it's almost to the point where they've just given up hope, or almost given up hope to be able to say, you know what, it's Australia, they're like that. But that's... you know, it still doesn't make it right. And if we've got people like Petro, Frank Pulitua is, you know, developing the Pacific strategy for the NRL across the game at the moment. We've got 46% of the playing group that are Pacific and Māori at the NRL at the moment. But people are still oblivious or, you know, won't go to the point of just maybe ringing up the players or talking to the players and asking them simple things like, how do I say your name properly? I mean, Semi scored 4 tries the other night.
Yeah.
So everyone would have been cheering for them, and everyone in the Parramatta region and all their members would have been jumping for joy. But 3 nights earlier, they were ridiculing his name on national TV. You know, so it's sort of like, well, that's sort of, we need to stop that stuff.
Former Kiwi Nigel Wagner with us now with the NRL in a well-being and education role. We're looking at this video that was posted on the Matty John Show during the week, which is, as I said, is really disappointed a lot of the players. Let me ask you this, Nigel. Let's go back, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, to the 12th Man CDs that came out. And, you know, back in the day, they were huge sellers, and those lines were classic. I remember having Billy Birmingham in studio and Jerry, see you, see you, I see you too, Jerry. Have we moved on from that? Have we moved on from those days where it was okay and it sold CDs to poke the piss? And let's be honest, poke the piss at those names.
Yeah, I mean, do they still do those CDs now, do you know? You could probably download them, Nige,
and get them somewhere.
In the past, but I'm assuming there isn't a 2017 version. Because I think it's regards to what was acceptable back then or what was misunderstood back then. It's not acceptable now, and it's understood now. So, I had a chat with Olsen Filipina earlier this week about some other stuff. And he was, we were talking about the old days and the stuff that he endured, 20, 30 years ago when he sort of first popped up in Sydney playing at Balmain and running around over there and the abuse that he was subjected to. That doesn't happen now in that regard. So, even though people back then, 20, 30 years ago, thought it was all right, they actually understand now it's not right. And I think with these sort of clips and this sort of incident with the show, it's sort of like, well, you know, with 12th Man, maybe back then people were sort of more accepting of it, but actually there's actually a group now that's sort of saying, well, listen, we actually find it offensive, so we're speaking up. Now, if you speak up about it and you let them know and they continue to do it, then that's something different, and I guess with all the stuff that's happening over in America at the moment, they're having clashes all around this sort of space, and it's sort of, it's something that, hopefully we won't get to that level, but it's just where it's a difference between knowing that something's wrong and continuing to do it and not knowing it's wrong.
Nige, you know these guys. You know Fletch, Hindy, who have become caricatures, and Matty Johns. Have you made contact with them about your concerns?
Well, I haven't. We're actually going to look to do it today or tomorrow because I haven't. There's some people at the NRL that are sort of making contact with them at the moment. So I sort of left it up to those guys in the media department to touch base with them. But I'd say over the next couple of days, Matty and those guys, if they're not aware already, I'm back in New Zealand now, so I haven't seen those guys for a little while, but I know there are people contact them to make them aware of what's going on.
Okay, so we're expecting some sort of formal release from the NRL around this particular segment, and I guess the broader issue here about paying respect to a community which is now massive for this competition.
Yeah, and you think about the CBA that's going on at the moment where, the players in the game are trying to work out a deal and it's taking so long because they're getting close to $1 million. Well, there's a whole heap of money involved in all that sort of stuff. And almost nearly half the population of Pacific, from that group that they're actually trying to please. And then on the other side of the ledger, you've got some TV station. I know Fox are independent of the NRL. They run their own station just like... they did it when they were calling the games a couple of years ago, and a lot of people were sort of upset at that. But I think we're just at a point now where we can actually teach, or our game can actually teach Australia how to do it right. And in New Zealand, we've had commentators that have been calling specific names correctly for the last 40, 50 years. So, Australia's only 3 hours away. There's no reason why they can't do it over there.
I think we are. I mean, I've just spent 5 weeks in Australia, Nigel, and I think their news bulletins. Yeah, mate, I think they're appalling.
It's been 17 years here, man.
Yeah, and I just went over there, and I was just watching their news bulletins and just thinking, they speak like this. Welcome into Channel 9 News, Nigel. They speak very much like this. And I'm going, so are we better in this country by a long way?
We're about 30, 40 years better culturally.
Right.
I think. And we are miles ahead. And, you think about the stuff, even the Dakota Pipeline stuff that was happening in the US last year. And I sort of, was involved with some people that were involved with that. They were actually looking for New Zealand and the Māori population here in New Zealand as the big sort of supporter of their movement, because they know New Zealand is culturally or as culturally sensitive as probably any other country in the world. So we're actually got a really, really special group here in New Zealand. And our country is really special. And if we can sort of take some of those learnings and share it with some of the other countries and starting with our neighbours, hopefully they can sort of, get to understand, how to live in harmony a bit better.
No, I just want to leave you with this. I'm already getting some feedback of people saying, come on, it's just PC madness. It's just the boys having a bit of fun. What's your reaction to that comment?
Oh, you're always going to get people that sort of say that sort of stuff, but I guess until you really come across it, until you live it, and until you actually, it affects people outside of you. And, for the guys, like I said, Sammy sort of didn't really think too much of it. He sort of had a bit of a giggle. But when he sort of looked at his wife and his two daughters and sort of realised, shucks, this is actually, could affect them more than me. That's where sort of the buck stops, you know. And I think for people that sort of would say comments like that, are probably just haven't been subjected to it, to be honest, and don't really understand the impact that it has on the individual and the individuals around them.